The first school you attended?
Well, I attended Willard Grade School in Ada. I was, like I say, the fifth. I had cousins ahead of me, cousins who were there. And I would have been the first. My brother would have been in the third grade, and Bobby would have been in the fifth grade. So I went to Willard Grade School in Ada. And there, the janitor named Rucker, Mr. Rucker, called me down one day, and this is when you had steam heat go down the basement in the big steam room, the janitor's room. He said, pick out the one you want. And I reached down and I picked up a beautiful little puppy and took it home with me. And I have been a dog man ever since.
What'd you name that puppy?
Pooch. And I remember it was howling for its mother, and we had it down in the basement, and my parents were asleep, so I got up and slipped down into the basement. I'm 6 years old, and I held that puppy, and my daddy came down and said, get to bed. I've loved dogs ever since. I'm a dog man. And a man up the road from us, who was a manager, foreman, whatever you would call it, of a game preserve, 3 years later deliberately ran over him, and I saw it, and I cried, and I cried. And I have hated the memory of that man ever since. And I'm not one to forgive anyone who deliberately kills dogs. Again, you understand, I have a sickness up here in my head. I love dogs.
First house you remember?
The only house we had was outside the city limits of Ada. It's now a centennial house in the state of Oklahoma because of our centennial celebration in Ada and Oklahoma. But Ada was older than Oklahoma. It was there in the early 1880s. But my folks built it. My daddy was in the furniture business. They said it's 5 acres. Now that I look back, I think it was much larger than 5 acres. We had three barns hooked together, the hay barn, the milk barn, and the chicken house. When you have to mow with an old push mower, and it takes all week to mow, and then by the time you're through, it's back ready to be mowed again. And I carried scars on my belly button from that old screw coming out the handle, and your belly go, do you know what I'm talking about
there? I do.
But my brother and I did that. That was the only house I knew. And then my daddy died first, and then my mother, and I was the executor of the estate. I seldom cry, but I had tears coming down when I drove away from that house. It's still standing. It's a centennial house, but great memories.